This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The forecast calls for a brisk fall day as people vote in Ohio. Chilly this morning, getting up to a high around 50 in Columbus. Though nothing is certain, it is plausibly the most important state on this election day. And NPR's Don Gagne is in northeast Columbus. And Don, what are you seeing this morning?
It is just gorgeous here. It is chilly. It's below freezing, but the clear blue sky, it's one of those fall days in the Midwest that just kind of makes you feel good. I'm at the Aladdin Shrine Center, so I'm about 9 miles from the center of the city of Columbus. This is a big place. There are 6 precincts all combined here. Before the polls opened at 6:30, there were lines outside. Once they opened, everybody snaked inside to this huge room on the inside. So they're winding around like people waiting to get on the roller coaster at an amusement park. But it's moving quickly. Again, they have 6 precincts. I've seen people come in, and then I've seen them leave an hour later. So it's taking people about an hour start to finish to vote here. And it's a pretty steady stream of people.
Any sense of excitement?
There is a sense of weariness in the people I have talked to. They're just kind of, people are glad to have cast their ballot. And some people are certainly, showing some excitement. But mostly people are just saying, finally, finally. I'll tell you, Steve, I woke up this morning. I clicked on the TV in the hotel room at 6 a.m. to the local news station. And within a half an hour, I'd seen 15 political ads. Hmm. Most of them for the presidential race. Some of them paid for by outside groups. Some of them for the Senate. One even for a judge, all negative. I kept watching. I quit counting at 24 ads after the 45-minute mark. So there's no break there just yet.
Well, just to be clear, Don Gagne, I'm voting for you. But with that said, there was a challenge over early voting in Ohio. I want to ask about that. It's turned into a dispute over provisional ballots, I believe. Can you briefly explain what's going on?
Exactly. The early voting was going to be scaled way back. It was reinstated by the courts. But now we have a situation where there is a provisional ballot. If somebody comes in and they need a provisional ballot, where they have to fill out a rather complicated ID form with driver's license number, with multiple digits and this and that. And there's the danger that if they don't fill it out properly, it can get kicked out. It won't be counted. There could be many, many thousands of those kinds of ballots. So people are concerned that could potentially affect Obama voters more than it would Romney voters. Of course, it's hard to say for sure, but that is something that that is hanging over the election here, and it will be the case will be heard in the courts on Wednesday. Tomorrow.
And just to be clear, provisional ballots, that's you show up at the precinct and there's a question about whether you're properly identified or you're in the right precinct. That's the question. You'd fill out a provisional ballot in that case.
Exactly. Or maybe you'd requested an absentee ballot that you didn't use, didn't mail in, and now you want to vote in person.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll continue checking in with you. That's NPR's Don Gagne. He's in northeast Columbus, one of the handful of states that will decide the election today.